Isaiah 25 from verse 1. O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things. Your counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. For you have made a city a ruin, a fortified city a ruin. A palace of foreigners to be a city no more. It will never be rebuilt. Therefore the strong people will glorify you, and the city of the terrible nations will fear you. For you have been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shade from the heat. For the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. You will reduce the noise of aliens as heat in a dry place, as heat in the shadow of a cloud. The song of the terrible ones will be diminished. And in this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all people a feast of choice pieces, a feast of wines on the lees of fat things full of marrow, of well-refined wines on the lees. And he will destroy in this mountain the surface of the covering cast over the people and the veil that is spread over all nations. And he will swallow up death forever. And the Lord will wipe away tears from all faces. The rebuke of his people he will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken. And it will be said in that day, behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him, and we will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. For on this mountain the hand of the Lord will rest, and Moab shall be trampled down under him, as straw is trampled down for the refuse heap. And he will spread out his hands in their midst, as a swimmer reaches out to swim. And he will bring down their pride, together with the trickery of their hands. The fortress of the high fort of your walls he will bring down low, and bring to the ground, down to the dust. As I was in prayer this morning, and I asked the Lord just to take me into that secret place, and to take me to come up higher, to that heavenly throne room. I saw Jesus prepare a table for me. And he took me and he seated me at the table. And on the table he had prepared wine. There was wine. There was bread. There was olives in olive oil. There was almonds. There was grapes. There was pomegranates. There was pears and other fruit. And he sat with me to eat. And he fed me. And the Holy Spirit just began to speak to me to say that there's an invitation to come and be seated at the table with the Lord, because he wants to feed us. And the scripture came to me that at his right hand are pleasures forevermore. And that scripture in Psalm 16 says that the boundaries have fallen for me in pleasant places, and at his right hand his pleasures forevermore. And there's an invitation for us to come to that place, the secret place of the Most High. You're going to have to come up higher, because Jesus is waiting, and there is a table prepared for us, and he wants us to feed on the new wine. This is a season that he is releasing new wine. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Can you not perceive it? God is releasing new wine and new joy to us, and he wants us to drink of that. He's prepared new bread. There's new revelation. There's new manna from heaven that God is releasing in the season. You can't be feeding on the old stuff. There's something fresh. There's something new that God wants us to taste and see that the Lord is good. He's prepared pomegranates for us, which is the fruit of kings, because in the season there is a kingly anointing that heaven is releasing for our prosperity, for our increase, for that wealth transfer. He's prepared grapes for us. He's prepared almonds, because almonds speak of the blossoming of Aaron. You know that Aaron's his staff, his rod blossomed with it. It was an almond blossom that came forth, and almond nuts speaks of that anointing of the priest, what is a priest? A priest is someone that ministers to the Lord. And so as we minister to the Lord, that anointing, that priestly anointing is being released upon us, and it will begin to rub off on other people. And he's telling us to take time to come and sit at the table and to dine with him, because he's prepared a feast for us. And that feast, he's going to allow you to feast on it in the presence of your enemies. The people who've slandered you, the people who've rejected you, abandoned you, judged you. In this season, the Lord says that I am preparing a table in the presence of those enemies to show them that you are mine. You are my beloved child in whom I am well pleased. And as you walk in the victory of your deliverance, your healing, and alignment to my plans and purposes for your life, you will taste all of the good things that I've provided for you. And those who have stood against you will stand, and they will see. And I saw myself flying as an eagle, but I've seen myself as an eagle many times before, but this time, this eagle was different. Very different to what I used to look like before in the spirit. And I was flying very, very high. And the winds were carrying my wings. The winds were carrying my wings. And there was a look on my face as an eagle. It was one of such focus, peace, confidence in who I was. And my direction was sure. It was clear where I was going. And the Lord said to me that in the season, as he's tucked me away in the cleft of the rock, and I've gone through the painful process of my beak being removed and my talons being removed and my feathers being removed, but now he's released me to fly again. But I'm flying as a brand new creation in Christ. And the reason I'm sharing that vision with you, even though it's very personal to me, is because that applies to each one of you. You're in a process of being renewed, of being metamorphosized spiritually, of being transformed more and more into his image and likeness, from where what you were to what God really desires for you to be now. So don't fight the process, heal to the process, and spend time feasting at the table on what he wants you to dine on. And as you partake and taste and see that the Lord is good, you will find strength, renewed hope, and faith, and joy, and peace for the way ahead. God bless you. Actually, Father, I pray for my friends right now. And whatever they find themselves in, Father, I pray that my voice and your word will bring them new hope today. Father, that whatever situations they are facing, whatever circumstances they find themselves in, that they will come and make a decision today to come up higher to the secret place of the Most High. And as they fellowship with you, Father God, that they will be seated at that table. They will be seated at the table and begin to feast on all of the pleasures that you have prepared for them in the secret place, Lord. That they will dine with you. And in that time of dining with you, they'll be refreshed, renewed, they'll be healed, they'll be delivered, they'll be set free, they'll be provided for. I ask that you release the new wine to your people today, the new bread to your people today, and lift them up, Lord. I decree divine healing upon your body, upon your mind, upon your soul, your spirit, your finances, your marriage, your family. I decree that you will hear the Lord saying, son, daughter, this is the way, walk in it. I decree that the key of David now unlocks doors for you that have been shut in the past season. That he unlocks your destiny doors and that you begin to move forward with great acceleration. I decree that you rise up with wings as eagles and you begin to fly even higher than you ever have before. I decree that this day, the Spirit of the living God will visit you and there'll be a change in your circumstances. And I'm expectant of your testimony. God bless you.